Now, this week is Sustainable Seafood Week. It's a week dedicated to educating people on what sustainable seafood is and how we can purchase sustainably sourced seafood and what we can do to protect the future of seafood with one of three global fisheries in decline. Hosted by the Marine Stewardship Council this week for Sustainable Seafood Week, they're focusing on research from YouGov, which surveyed Generation Z's attitude toward climate change. The research found that over 90% of Gen Z Australians, that's 16 to 24-year-olds, are concerned about the impact of climate change on our oceans, and 86% admitted that it's hard to know whether their seafood is sustainable or did not know what sustainable seafood is. On the line to discuss the research now with us this morning is Anne Gabriel, Head of the Marine Stewardship Council in Australia. Anne, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
My pleasure, Alex. Thank you.
So, could you give us a brief rundown for the 86% of us who don't know what sustainable seafood is?
Look, I think we're operating in a climate where there's so much of a clutter out there in the market. So, I think, you know, Australians in general are very discerning when they're shopping. The younger generation, as reflected in the survey, are obviously very concerned about the role that they can play with regard to climate change and its impact on our waters. So while there is a keen interest and a desire to do the right thing, largely the population isn't sure what to do. So the Marine Stewardship Council, together with the Aquaculture Stewardship Council, the MSC and ASC in brief, have launched Sustainable Seafood Week this year to educate consumers, including the younger generations, that while the standards themselves are scientific and very complex, all they need to do while they go shopping to the supermarket is look for the blue and the green fish labels. And if you've done that, it means that that seafood that you're buying, whether it's frozen or chilled or whether it's coming from a canned range, are all being sourced all the way from a sustainable fishery.
So what kind of constitutes a sustainable fishery then when they've got that little tick on them?
So the Marine Stewardship Council scientifically defines what sustainability means. And by that, it means that it looks into the stock levels, whether the fish is coming from a healthy biomass. It looks into the activity of the fishing and its impact across the ecosystem on its marine habitat or its interaction with the likes of dolphins or sharks and stingrays or seabirds. And its third principle, it looks into that fishery obviously having a strong management regime in place so that it can respond to fluctuating ocean landscapes.
And, I mean, you guys took a survey and, YouGov took a survey, and obviously it is very concerning for Gen Z, but why is sustainable seafood important right now?
It's always been important. I think it's more so now, as you've just read out the statistics about over 30% of world fisheries are being overexploited. We also have the impact of warming waters, which is, obviously affecting healthy reproduction of seafood into the water. So it's important that we make the right decisions today so that we can have seafood for generations to come, because that would dictate what the earth that Generation Z will eventually inherit. So it's important that we make the right decisions into our future.
And so, I mean, there's something about buying the seafood in the supermarket, but what about when you go out to restaurants and stuff? Like, is there any kind of way to find out if they have sustainable seafood as well?
That's an absolutely good question. I would suggest that when we're eating out, then it's always nice to have a conversation anyway. So I would suggest that when we're going out into a restaurant, we're sitting and having and making our food choices, that we ask the chef or we ask the restaurant owner and say, look, how would I know where the seafood is coming from? How would I know it's being sustainably sourced? I think the more we ask these questions, the more conversations we have, the more businesses would also feel inclined to respond to ensuring that they have the right answers and to make sure that they're all sourcing sustainable seafood at the same time. So I will certainly suggest to have the right questions going.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Anne, I mean, I had no idea that this was even a thing. So you've already educated me, and I'll definitely, when I'm going out, start those conversations. Thank you so much for taking the time to join us this morning.
My pleasure. Thank you, Alex.
That was Anne Gabriel, head of the Marine Stewardship Council in Australia, chatting to us about Sustainable Seafood Week this week and how we can ensure that we shop sustainably when it comes to seafood.